The Royal Society's direct involvement in voyages were probably, you can count them on one or two hands, which, though it sounds small, is quite significant. But there were two particular voyages, one to the Arctic in 1818, and another one to the Antarctic in between 1838 and 43. And they were both interested in the same thing, which was the magnetic field of the Earth. The magnetic pole had been discovered, and in this instance, there had to be a southern magnetic pole in order to produce a magnetic field. And so the Royal Society sponsored, especially the second of these, that is it was called the Ross Expedition, James Clark Ross, to Antarctica between 1838 to 43. But the Royal Society was, in other ways, much more involved in almost every voyage through indirect channels, through their influence in the Admiralty, through the fact that many Royal Naval captains were fellows of the Royal Society, that the hydrographer to the Navy was throughout the first half of the 19th century, with the exception of one person, fellows of the Royal Society, that there were scientific committees within the Admiralty that had Royal Society members, and then there were councils and interest groups within the Royal Society that had Admiralty members. So it became, you know, like quite a thick soup of interest. So nothing ever left the British shores without some kind of Royal Society interest. Either they were going to get the data, or they provided the instruments, or they were, in these two major incidences, actually sponsored the voyage. The biggest, of course, came with Challenger.